Surprise, it's not Corinne, it's me. So you're either super excited or super disappointed, or you don't care either way. Either way, I'm glad you're here. I'm so glad you're here. Corinne left us and she went to Vegas because it's nice weather and she had to cancel another trip that she's got later on. And so you're stuck with me today. And I'm so excited because it's my favorite lesson from this month's content. So it's like my favorite thing ever. And I get to coach today, which is also my next favorite thing to do. So I don't know if y'all are happy to see me, but I sure am happy to see y'all. So there we go. There we go. So let's get after it. So last week, Corinne promised you lesson four worksheets, but then apparently she got on a rant. And so I have printed out the worksheets and I'm going to do that with you. But a couple of things. I still am working. So there will be, if you don't know, next month, this is for everybody. So even our first 90-day people who are here that joined at the beginning of the year, they're going to get to take advantage of this too. So make sure you keep your ears perked up. So when you overeat or you eat off plan, we have this thing called a discovery worksheet. When I first joined Corinne many, many years ago, it was called a recovery worksheet. Then we changed the name to a discovery worksheet, and a lot of people avoid it like the plague because they feel like they're being punished for going off plan or for overeating. So in April, y'all, I'm working hard, but I'm not there yet. But if I have to work all night and all day between now and the first, you will get this content. If it's on me, you'll get mine for sure. My piece will be done. And now look at the date, and then it makes me scared as shit. But you are going to be able to go on our website, April the 1st. You will be able to go, and it's basically like a choose your own adventure. So you click on the first question. It's like, basically, what happened? Did you overeat? Did you eat when you weren't hungry? Did you eat off plan? Like, whatever happened. You click on whatever you did. I haven't even seen this because it's not done being built yet. Like, that's how hard we're working on it right now. And then it carries you through a series of questions until you land on a page. And there will be 47 of these pages. So far, I've built four. I've got 43 more to build. Got 43 more to build. So there is that. So if you want to know what I'm going to be doing this week, I bet you can guess I will be doing that. So 47 options it will land you on. And on each page, you will get quick advice from a coach. You will get ask coaches prompts that you just answer the prompts, take to ask coaches so you can work with it with a coach. And also, resources, our best resources inside of No BS, so you can dig a little deeper yourself. And we're changing the name of it. I don't know that I'm able to share that yet, but you're gonna love it. You're gonna love it. And I'm super excited about it. So even if you're in your first 90 days, when you move over into the membership on April the 1st, that is going to be available to you too, because we're releasing the babies from January will be coming and joining us in Facebook on April the 1st. So get ready to welcome them. And they're going to unlock all of the beauty of the website. And I am so excited. And if you do happen to be in the first 90 days of your membership and you don't have access to this course that we're talking about, how to eat these foods you love without overeating them or whatever, I don't remember what the name of it is. I just keep calling it, but it tastes so good. This is a perfect lesson for you. If you've not listened to the content, because you don't have access to it if you're in your first 90 days, but this is something that y'all can work on with us today, whether you've heard the videos or not. And then we're going to get to coaching. So let me get started. So I'm going to review. I did this on one of the Wednesday calls, but not everybody listens to the replays. So I'm going to review what lesson four is about. And it's called Why Tired You Always Wins, which is one of my favorite lessons in this. Well, it is my favorite because y'all know I love to make a plan. I love to plan. I love to set myself up for success. And that's exactly what this lesson does. So, lesson four, Why Tired You Always Wins. In the video, Corinne talks about this version of us who gets to the end of the day. Maybe you didn't sleep well last night. Maybe you have been doing for everybody else all day long. Maybe you have just been taking care of people. Maybe something extra, like 47 websites gets, on your lap and you're like trying to meet a deadline and you got all kinds of stuff going on and you're just working, 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 and you just feel like you've been going, 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 going. And then at the end of the day, you are exhausted. You are so tired. You have made decisions all day long. You cannot make another decision. You have taken care of everybody else all day long. You ain't got time to take care of you. You don't have the energy to take care of you at the end of the night. So she is never going to pick a hard ass thing to do. On the days you know you're tired, that ain't the day to scrub a toilet. It's just not. That's not the day to plan that. That is not the day to plan your Martha Stewart, Betty Crocker meal. That is not, I'm going to go to the grocery store after work and I'm going to chop up all my vegetables and I'm going to spend 2 hours in the kitchen. Those are the days, especially if you know your patterns, because we've been talking about this whole month. It is your patterns. So if you know your patterns, you know what's going to come. Now, you're not going to be able to catch every tired you, but there are days y'all know you're tired. There are days you know you're like, even when my kids were around, the day after a dance competition that next Monday, y'all was tired. It happened every Monday after a dance competition. I knew I was going to be tired. So there are a lot of times you can't plan for every tired you, but there are a lot of times you know that you're going to be tired. Maybe it's Friday night whenever you've been going all week. Maybe it's Monday getting your whole week started, and when you get back in the groove, you're really tired on Monday night. Maybe it is Sunday. Maybe you go, go, go all weekend with your kids. Maybe it is we do soccer or dance or we do football or we do whatever it is, or basketball or volleyball. Volleyball tournaments are in full swing around here right now. And so, we do all these things and then we're just exhausted on Sunday night. Like, I can't do anything else. So, those are the times we're going to be able to plan for, the times that you know about. So, you need to know where tired you shows up. Okay. And then you cannot, I love this. You cannot rely on your logic brain when it takes a hike. The brain, it wants to conserve energy. You are exhausted. It is hanging on to every shred of energy it's got. Your brain is not going to make complicated decisions. It's not going to do really hard stuff. It wants to rest. And if you've been using food to rest, that's the only you shame yourself because you're tired. I shouldn't be sitting here. I should be up doing something. I should be scrubbing that toilet. And the only thing that's ever gotten that quiet is food. Guess what? It's gonna say, girl, you know what? You don't need to worry about this. I've got your back. I'm gonna 100% take care of you. Go get you a snack. You know that's how you always shut this shit down. Go get a snack. It's gonna make you feel better. It's gonna shut your brain off. That's exactly what you need to do. And that's what's gonna happen because your reasoning brain, the part of you that wants to lose weight, the part of you that's got goals, she has left the building. Her and Elvis, they're off somewhere hanging out. They're gone. They're not there anymore. So we have got to plan for her. We know she's coming. We don't know every time she's coming, but we know 90% of the time she's coming. And then Corinne said, my favorite line in this whole course, expecting tired you to have discipline is like expecting a tired toddler to behave at a 2-hour church service. It is not going to happen. That toddler that hadn't had its nap, you cannot sit there and make it be quiet during church because it can't do it. You can't give it enough stuff. You can't bring it enough toys. None of that. It just needs rest. So you've got to have a plan for when that happens. So tired you is predictable. And so we're going to go through this. And the other thing I love, whenever I said a minute ago, like your brain, when you're tired, says, girl, I know how to take care of you. This is what we always do. We go get food. That's your pattern. It's predictable. You've got to give yourself, it's familiar. You've got to give yourself a new familiar. So, what does that mean? It means you plan for tired you. You implement this plan when you know you're tired. You flip it around. You're like, okay, tired plan is in effect because I know I'm tired. I know I'm going to be tired today. Or if tired just springs up for whatever reason, you just a lot of shit happened in a day. It's not a day you're typically tired. You could even say, okay, I'm really tired right now. What do I do on days I'm tired? What did I do last time? What was my plan for tired me? And you could be like, you know what? I'm just gonna go ahead and implement that today. I'm just gonna go ahead and do that today because I'm tired. I didn't know what was happening, but here I am. I know what to do when I'm tired. You're gonna start, the more you practice it, you're gonna give yourself a new familiar. James Clear talks about rolling the pebble in the sand down till it gets like a rut in it. Right now, food is in that rut. You know, you put the tired and you roll it, and it's just got food to roll down. That's the rut. So now you're gonna make a plan for tired you, and it's gonna start grooving down another path. But the rut for food is bigger still. So it's gonna keep wanting to go. You gotta keep that plan in place until you wear it as deep as food was, is. And then just keep wearing that path so that is your new familiar. That is your new go-to. So those are my notes for lesson four. Why tired you always wins. This is page 15 and 16 and 17 and 18 in your workbook now, or your guide, whatever she calls it, guide. Now, if you are in your first 90 days and you're like, but I get tired too, MJ, how am I supposed to make a plan? I don't have the guide. Just write down these questions. It's fine. Totally fine. If you are, if you're watching it on the website, just hit pause. And as I say them and write them down, you can do it in a separate sheet of paper. There's no magic on this sheet of paper I printed. Not a bit of magic. You could easily, just as easily do it on a sticky note. You could do it in a notebook. It don't make no difference. It's not going to make a hill of beans difference. If you're listening to it on the podcast and you don't have access to this, just hit pause after I say the question. I'll say it two or three times so you can get the question, and then you can just work through it on a sheet of paper. If you are in your first 90 days and you want me to help you with it, just email me at support@pmptribe.com or hit reply to any email I've ever sent you, or go to Ask Coaches. There you go. Okay. Now, here's the first question. When do I feel most exhausted during the week? When do I feel the most exhausted during the week? So for me, I answered these questions. I will go with it with you. I feel most exhausted on Tuesday night. Tuesdays are our meeting days here at No BS. Nobody takes off on Tuesdays. With any meeting that we have, like big meetings, are on Tuesdays. I have to use a lot of my brain on Tuesdays, and I'm very tired on Tuesday nights. I got the questions in the guide. Under this month in No BS, if you're in your first 90 days, you're not going to be able to get it. But if you go under this month in No BS, you will see, and then you just click on the course and you'll find it there. But if you don't have it, that's fine. You can just listen to the question, follow along, or write it on a sheet of paper. You're welcome, Mary. You're in the first 90 days. So Melissa, you just write down these questions. You will get access to this course after well, on the 1st of April. Hey. So you will get access to this course and you'll get access to the guide, but for now, just use a sheet of paper. Just use a sheet of paper. It's fine. So the first question is, when do I feel most exhausted during the week? Okay. Tuesday night. For me, it is Tuesday night. Y'all put in the chat, when are y'all most tired? When are y'all most tired? I feel most tired every day. Well, pick one. That's the worst. Thursday night, Fridays and Saturdays, 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. I love how specific that is. Friday evening, Wednesday. Yep, we all have our time that we know it's going to happen, so we're going to plan for it. Okay. What time of day is hardest for me? Okay, so somebody said 10 and 3. That's perfect. Monday after I get home from work, evenings, whatever time. I put 6 o'clock on Tuesdays. That's typically when I get up from my desk on Tuesdays, is around 6 o'clock. That's usually when I'm tired. That's usually whenever I notice I'm tired. So now the next question is, what situations drain me the most? What situations drain me the most? So Corinne gives us examples. Work stress, evenings, weekends, emotional things. Like, what gives us the most stress? So I put work stress, especially every other week when we have leadership team meeting. So I have to get numbers and metrics and math. Y'all don't like math. I gotta do a lot of math on Tuesdays. Then we have a very long leadership team meeting where we make amazing plans for y'all every Tuesday. If we have book study, I do that. It's a lot of numbers and a lot of meetings on Tuesdays. And I'm so tired. That's why I'm tired, especially every other week. Every other week we have leadership team and it's long. It's long. So that is that's what it that's my time. That's when my situations drain me the most. What food do I most often reach for when I'm tired? What food do I often reach for when I'm tired? Bread. Somebody said something sweet, bread, sugar, yes, nuts, popcorn, pretzel, sweet stuff, candy, sweets, chips. Girl, don't I love a chip? Crunchy, a glass of wine. That's very good. Cookies, chips, sandwiches. Yes. So for me, it doesn't matter to me. It's just, I want something that is very tasty and typically not leftovers. I want something new and exciting and not leftovers. That's what I want. So I would typically just order or whatnot. That's what I put on my sheet of paper. I just want to eat something that tastes good. Sweet and salty. Yep. Now, next we're going to make our, it says create your tired food plan. This is part two of this. For the food I tend to overeat, what can I decide ahead of time? So you take that food that you like to eat, and then the question is, what can I decide ahead of time? Because remember, tired you ain't making a plan. You need a version of you who is not tired, who is thinking about her goals and what is going to be easy and what is going to be helpful. You want her driving this bus, not tired you. Tired you, she don't give a crap. She don't care two hoots about you and your goals. So I put, make sure I have something ready that's not left over. Either prep on Sunday and have it, or have something ready to go for the air fryer or the oven. So I can have something different. So I can have something fun that I keep telling myself I want. Oh, I'm frozen. Hold on. Okay, I am frozen. Can anybody still hear me? Mike, will you turn? Can y'all see my video? Okay. Well, my picture's frozen. Okay. Well, we'll just keep rolling with it then if you can hear me. All right. Maybe it will catch up. It's not telling me I got wonky internets. Mike, will you make sure everything's turned off, please? Will you make sure all the internet things are, my video's frozen. Will you turn all the TVs and everything off, please? I don't know. Put my mic to work. I know it does look like I'm giving you a peace sign. Oh, everybody said, hey, Mike. He said, oh, good. Okay, so I said for me ahead of time, I'm going to make sure I have something ready that's not leftover because I don't want leftover foods. I don't like it on Tuesdays. Okay. And then it says, how much will I portion? Was the question. And I said, I am going to eat on a smaller plate. I'm going to make sure that I eat on a smaller plate. That's my plan. Eat on a smaller plate. What is yours? What is your, how much are you going to portion? Are you going to measure it out? You're going to eat on a smaller plate? Yeah, I know, Sophie, it's true. Plan for one serving of dark chocolate. Maybe Mary Pat, even before the day, whenever it is. Maybe the day that it is, you just put your dark piece of chocolate, whatever you want. In a Ziploc bag and put it somewhere else other than where the dark chocolate is. Like, how can you set yourself up for success? Yeah, I know you can't see me. My video is totally frozen. I don't know what is going on. I don't know why. It's froze. That's probably a Zoom glitch, but let me see if I turn my video off. Maybe if I turn it off and then back on, is it same as like restarting? Now it's just black, y'all. Huh? It's just black now. No more peace sign. I know. Sorry, Mary. But y'all can still hear me. And I look good. Just know I look good. Where will I eat it? Where will I eat this thing? So I said, because I'm portioning mine out and making it really easy for myself, I'm going to eat it in my chair where I always sit, right? I'm going to sit where I always sit. I don't know, Nancy. We'll find out in a minute, won't we, Nancy? So typically, a lot of people, they're like, these foods that I tend to overeat, I want to eat them at the table, but I know I'm going to have something I love. I know that I'm going to be able to serve myself on a smaller plate. And so I am willing to just go ahead and sit in my chair because I'm setting myself up for success. Okay. And then will I be seated? Yes, I will be seated for sure. And then this was another one that brought me up another question. I'm showing y'all my paper like y'all can. If I log off and log back on, Laura, that will turn this meeting all the way off. And I don't want to do that. So I'm gonna stay right here in the dark. But just pretend like you're listening to me on the radio. Just call me Delilah. That's what y'all can call me. Y'all remember Delilah? I loved her so much. She's on the TikTok. But anyway, well, I make sure I'm well fed during the day. So I don't slip, don't go into this meal too hungry. And I said yes, but here's what I also identified. Because during the day I have all the meetings, remember I said? So I said I need to work on this. Block out some time to eat during the day. And then this is what I said too, because I have all these numbers to do, right? Like I told y'all, and I don't like math. So, you know what? I'm not gonna say that anymore. I love math. It just takes me a little bit longer, and that's okay. Look at me being good. So I am going to, I said I need to have food laid out. Maybe I also need to make sure that, oh, I'm back. It's just I started closing shit. Maybe that was it. I just had too many tabs open. It was on me. Yay. But I said I need to start my numbers because I have some numbers I could do on Monday night. I just never do them. So I need to do that last thing before I leave work on Monday. So I have less numbers to do on Tuesday. That'll give me more time on Tuesday so I can eat a lunch. It'll give me time to eat lunch. So that is the, I was like, whenever I read that question, I was like, but wait, how can I? Because I think I am under eating on Tuesdays. So I'm like, what could I do to make my Tuesdays easier? Can't get rid of meetings. Their meetings are meetings. They're on the they're with Corinne Crabtree. Y'all, I can't get rid of my meetings. They're with, the team. They're with, y'all, members and stuff. So I can't get rid of those. So I gotta figure out a way to make my Tuesdays better. And that is what I'm gonna do. The last question is that I just asked. Well, I make sure I'm well fed throughout the day so I don't go into this meal too hungry. And the answer is yes or no, but that prompted me to think about something else, like how can I really take the time? Because I'm usually really tired. I mean, overworked and I don't have a lot of breaks on Tuesday. So if I can do some of my numbers on Monday, then Tuesday won't be as hard for me. And then finally, what simple guardrails will help to slow me down? And I said my smaller plate, because that's my goal is to eat on a smaller plate. And then I said the other thing I need to do throughout the day is make sure that I get all my water in. Just have it sitting out on my desk so I make sure I get all my water because that is so important. And then we also give you ask coaches questions. You can take two ask coaches. If you've identified this as your issue, we've got some questions you can ask to the coach. And if you are in your first 90 days and you don't have these, girls, email me. I help you. That's it. There we go. That is lesson four, why tired you always wins. So we have got to start planning for that version of us. We have got to start to take care of her so that it becomes our new familiar. That is the plan. I know this was good. I had so much fun doing this. This is my favorite worksheet in the whole. I was like, I'm glad she went off on a tangent last week because then I got to do my favorite worksheet this week. Isn't it good how everything works out like you want it to work out? I'm so excited. So, and it was good too because next week I would have told her no because next Sunday's my birthday. I will not be working next Sunday. Whoop, whoop, whoop. All right. So let's get to coaching. I have one person that has raised their hand. Oh, two people now. Let them come on. Beth, I'm going to promote you to panelist. You have been patiently waiting. You must really want coaching today because you've had your hand up since the first and the first. Kimmy said, will we still be able to print out the new discovery worksheet? No, you'll be able to get the old discovery worksheet. This is going to be a new, like, a, it's not even a, it's not a worksheet at all. I mean, it's not a worksheet at all. It's an experience. I think we're calling it a check-in is what we're calling it. All right, Beth.
Hi, can you hear me? Oh
I can. How's it going?
my gosh, good. How are you?
I'm good.
I did. This is my first time coaching, and I called in. I was like, I'm gonna do it.
Oh,
So,
good.
thank
I'm
you.
glad. I'm glad you're here. What are we coaching on?
So I was hoping you could help me with a next step that I can take. I am currently stalled, I guess. I've been kind of plateaued in my weight for the past couple of weeks. I joined back in November and have been consistently losing since then up until the past couple of weeks. So I'm down about 40 pounds and I have about 10 to go to get to
Ooh.
my goal weight. I'm at my lowest weight that I've been since before I started having kids. So I'm like, I feel great. It's a lot of really good positive changes I feel like I've been able to make. But I'm kind of starting to, I think, get into my head about like, okay, here's all these different things I can try, and I'm not really sure what to do next.
Okay, I'll ask you a few questions. Number one, is this your first stall since you started losing weight? Everybody is going to hit a stall. 98% of people are going to hit a stall on their weight loss. And we define a stall as about 4 to 6 weeks of not losing weight. So it happens. Everybody's body wants to catch up at some point. So I do know that jumping ship is not going to get you there. I do know that overeating because you're pissed is not going to get you there. You just have to. So now when you're in a stall, you want to measure your. You want to also weigh your habits. So, are you tracking doable hunger? Are you tracking your water and all that kind of stuff?
I haven't been as good the past couple of weeks, but overall I have been. I've been tracking my water.
Okay. So, I have a question. When you quit tracking your habits, do you notice that's when you went into a stall?
It may have happened a little bit before. The stall may have happened a little bit before I stopped
Okay,
tracking.
so you got in a stall, and then tell me your thoughts. What do you think got you out of tracking?
Honestly, the first thing that comes to mind, this is going to sound ridiculous. I had the sheets printed out, and I just haven't gotten around to printing new sheets. Everything's so chaotic. Two young kids, full-time job. Even the fact that I'm calling today, this is like the first like me time weekend I've had in like a year, I think. So
Okay.
I'm sure that's not the actual reason. I'm sure I could just print the sheets, but that's what my brain is telling me.
Yeah. Well, it's like I need to do this first. I'll get to that later. Like those are the thoughts that you're having.
And being in maintenance, or like, I don't want to be in maintenance yet, but the fact that I haven't been gaining and I haven't really felt like I've given up on the habits themselves is kind of like, well, it's not urgent. So then I do something else and then I just forget.
Yeah.
And then it's a couple days later and then I think about it and then I do something else and then I forget.
Okay. So, and these are what we call little quits. Like these are the little quits that happen all along the way. So you're like, I got busy. And so I was doing really good at tracking. My weight loss was good. Then I just don't print the sheets. That's a little quit. And then you like get into a stall. And then maybe you get frustrated because you're in the stall. And then you're like, well, I'll just have a couple more bites. I'm not losing anyway. That's another little quit. So you want to watch out for little quits along the way that get you to a big quit because we don't want to get to a big quit. That would suck. That's not where you want to be. So, how long in theory will it take you to print out those sheets?
Probably 5 minutes.
Yeah. Do you
Okay.
today have 5 minutes to print out the sheets?
I do, yes.
Okay. And that's where the conversation comes in. So when you're like, well, I'll do this other thing first. Well, could I just hit print and let it print while I go do the other thing? Literally won't take me but a minute to hit print.
Okay. I wonder, it's so funny we're talking about the sheets. I figured it would the other I've I maybe it's because I've been working on negative self-talk. I'm working on grief. Like I'm working on a lot of things, and I figured one of those things were probably going to be what came up. Not just
Yeah.
that I didn't print the sheets.
Well, it sounds to me too like a lot of people use the sheets as a really good accountability partner. Because when you quit printing, your brain does a really good job of not remembering every single thing. So you go a few bites over at lunch, not a real big overeat, but when you look back 2 days from now, you're like, I didn't really overeat. But then there are little overeats that could be getting you in a stall.
Okay. Yeah, it'll help me see those specifically.
Yes,
Like, I
because
can't
they do
wait.
add up, right? Like they add up over time. So, and then, just if you are busy and you have a hard time, there are free, like I love the Habit Tracker app on my phone. It's if you're on an Apple phone, if you just look up Habit Tracker, it's free. You can add as many habits as you want. You can take it with you on the go. Super simple to use. And so it's blue with just a little check mark in the middle of it. And it's free, and you just type in what habits you want to track. So you can even do waited for hunger at breakfast, stopped at enough breakfast, waited for hunger at lunch, like stopped at enough. And it even does like all the, you can look back and see like the colors of, you can even add notes in there and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'll look
So
for
then you
that.
could do it when you're like with your kids or when they're in the tub. You could like quick check your, check off your habits, and you don't have to go get your notebook and your sheet and your pen and whatnot. Like, make it easy on yourself.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, good luck. And let us know how it goes. Let me know how it goes. I want to know if you get out of it.
Will do. Thank you
I
so
think you're going to be surprised. I bet there's been some sneaky eating. I bet you as soon as you start tracking again, it'll make you honest. And I'm wondering if those little things, you'll see where you're eating and be able to clear it up and get the scale moving again.
Yeah, I'll email you. I'll let you know. Thank you
Okay.
so
Yeah, let me
much.
know. All right. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Let's see. There we go. See, I didn't even bite. Habit share. That's what it's called. What did I call? I called it a habit tracker. Habit share. You're exactly right. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, it's the blue habit share. That's right, though. Thank you, Laura. Y'all just take good care of me. I appreciate y'all. I answered Kimmy's question. Sandy, yesterday I saw myself in the mirror and heard a vicious inner voice say, "You are fat and ugly." Within 1 minute, I was in tears. I immediately understood this was an important turning point. My question is, how do you talk back to this voice? I want you to imagine, Sandy, that that is your best friend, and y'all are in the dressing room at Target. And she looks in the mirror and she says, "I am fat and ugly." What would you say to her? That's your answer. That's what you say to yourself. That's what you say to yourself. That's not true. And then a lot of times, if you really don't talk to yourself that much very often, like that very often, sometimes you can just dismiss it. Like, what the fuck? Where'd you come from? That's ridiculous. Like, I always remember the first time I did that, I was at goal weight. Like, I was a coach in no BS. And that was a Friday and I was gonna weigh. And I, before my feet hit the floor, the first thought that came into my mind was, time to go get on that scale, see how fat you are. And I'm like, what the hell? Where did you come from? And I just dismissed it. I didn't try to like talk around it or, that's not really true. You're in maintenance now. You're no longer overweight. Like, I didn't have to talk. I was like, move along. That's ridiculous. I don't know where you were. What rock you crawled out from under, but you're not needed here. And so sometimes it's that way too. If it's something that's so off the wall, like you can just totally dismiss it and be like, whatever. I don't know where you came from. But if you do notice it and you want, I used to do it with my daughters. I always say best friend now because not everybody has daughters, but Laura said after shitty thoughts, I remember saying to myself, well, that sure escalated quickly. Just dismiss it. I love that. Yeah. I mean, sometimes you can just throw them away. I'm like, well, damn, you came right out of left field. And I used to, not everybody has daughters, but whenever I started, I used to say, what would I say to my daughters if I heard them say that? Because that was, I always knew what to say to them, you know, but best friend or niece or, you know, cousin or mama or whoever, just insert whoever woman that you love a lot. And then, or man, doesn't even matter. What would you say to a guy? Doesn't matter. Let's see. Darlene says she's emailing me right at this very moment. You better, Darlene. Janet said, talking about the habit tracker, what do you do when you don't eat the meal? Does the box get checked? No, you just don't. I just kind of mark through it and say not hungry. If I wasn't hungry when I didn't eat the meal, that's it. Baby Sharifi is doing much better. She came home for a wedding yesterday. Thank you, Shops a Lot. Jing Banning. Yeah, she's doing much better. We're going to get her in with a specialist. She has tummy problems. Started over COVID, and she's got a lazy gut. She had to go to a motility GI pediatrician growing up, and now we've got to get her into the big girl guy. So we're going to see. I think I have her down in, on the 17th. I think she's going to the specialist. So, yeah. That's what we're doing. Oh, good. Mary downloaded the app. All right. I've got one more question to answer, but I'm going to go ahead and promote Evelyn. Evelyn. See what she wants to coach on, and then I'll answer this other question in between my next two. Evelyn.
Hey MJ, can you hear me okay?
I can. I've coached
Okay.
you before, hadn't I?
You have. Yeah,
Okay.
I'm the one with
Oh,
the
bankrupt.
yes.
Yay,
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
remember.
Yeah,
Yes.
so
Okay, I know exactly who you
okay.
are.
So my questions are kind of similar. So, first of all, I'm really behind on stuff 'cause I'm so busy. The beginning of the call was fantastic. I saw that it was chapter, I heard you say chapter 4, but chapter 4 of what?
Lesson four of how to eat food you love without losing control. This month in No BS under course load.
Okay. So I know my brain is in the shitter, and I'm guessing that's the biggest place to work, 'cause I mean it always is. But okay. So I'm in the middle of dental implants, which are very expensive. So I'm working my job, and then I'm immediately going to drive Uber. So I'm working about 75-hour weeks. However, like this week I did that, but the last 2 weeks I took off because I got a little sick and my brain was just as crappy.
I
So
know whether you're working or not, your same
yeah.
brain stays right there with you, doesn't it?
So I do know like one of the biggest driving things is the money. But something is kind of piled on top of this. So like I've been talking to the lawyer. I haven't started that yet, but I'm like giving him money in the next 2 weeks. So that's going to begin. But I also have all these dental implant payments that I'm doing. And on top of that, so I sell insurance, but there are five employees and none of us can afford to live off of what we're being paid. I'm literally being paid what I was paid in this position 20 years ago. So the second my boss leaves, who is a really good dude, we all just bitch and moan. And last week, I've literally qualified for a gala because of my production, and I can't afford to go because I can't afford to take the time off of Uber to go buy the dress and go shopping and go. So, like, the entire office is in this crappy place. I'm trying to figure out what to do, but I don't see being able to shift things until my dental implants are paid for. But it's just the thoughts that are running through my head are so much of this came from my marriage. Like, I want my life. The big one is I want my life back. I want a life that my ex-husband never touched. This is never going to end because, like, even after all this is done, I want to build up some kind of savings and I'm not being paid enough. And the truth is, I don't really totally know how to go get a real job. So I'm gaining weight. It's not super fast, but it's been happening over a year and a half since I've been working two jobs. And I don't see a way out, so I'm feeling hopeless and helpless. And I'm just not sure where to
Well,
shift.
first of all, let's just start to untangle some of it. Do you know how to go find a real job?
Okay, probably.
Yeah. Like,
Yeah,
what would be step one?
update my resume.
Yeah. Duh.
Okay,
What, step
yeah.
two?
Probably go on like ZipRecruiter or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
LinkedIn or something like that. Make a LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like you have all these stories. You've got to untangle them and be like, is this even, first thing, is it even true? I don't even know how to go find a real job. I can't do any of this. Is it true that you can't do any of this until you get your dental implants paid off?
I'm not sure where to find the time on things because I wake up and during the week, I wake up at 7. I leave for work by 8:15. I try to be home at 8 p.m. to get 8 hours of sleep. I got to be lights out at 9, but some days I'm across town and don't get home till 9:15. So I'm not sleeping enough. So, and then on the weekends, I'm working too. Like yesterday was 5 hours. Today, I'm probably going to do 6 hours. So it's
Okay.
like
Okay. So you
time
five
is an
hours on
issue.
Saturday, 6 hours on Sunday, and then you spend an hour and a half. So Saturday, you've got a few hours.
I do have more time. Yeah.
You can update your resume on Saturday. Like it's, you've
Okay.
got, Corinne talked the other week about like the right, asking the right questions.
Okay.
So you're, for you, when you're in overwhelm, for anybody who is in overwhelm, who is spiraling, who is whatever, you are just wallowing
Yeah.
instead of asking the right question. So
Okay.
the right question is, how would, if I wanted a new job right now, what would be the steps I need to take?
Okay.
And we just did that. Like
Yeah,
literally it took
we
30 seconds.
yeah.
Where do I have time? Doesn't look like I have time during the week to get my sleep, but I do have a little bit of time on Saturday.
Yeah.
Maybe
Okay.
I could do that on Saturdays when I'm done with Uber.
Okay.
Maybe if it's a really slow night, I could even knock off a little bit early.
Yeah, I do. 'Cause yeah, if it's
Yeah.
pointless, I'll come home.
Maybe
Yeah.
I can plug some time in late in there too. Whenever it's like, you know, I work till 8. If Uber's slow and I get home at 6:30 because there's nobody requesting Uber, then that's, I work till 8. That's an hour and a half.
Yeah. How do I combat the thoughts of this is never gonna end? I just want my life back.
Well, okay, I just want my life back. Of course you do. That, we don't combat that thought. You want your life the way that you want it. We don't, you don't want to change that. That's a goal.
It is a goal. It feels like a whiny little
Well, we
wallowing.
need to add to it. I want
Okay.
my life back and what?
I'm working towards that.
Yeah, I'm taking every possible step I have. I'm using every single minute of the day to get there.
Okay.
How does that feel? Does it feel whiny when you say it that way?
No, but it also feels exhausting. Like I'm literally working every single second of the day.
No, you're not liter- No.
You're
That's a
right. Yeah.
lie.
Okay, that is totally a lie.
It's totally a
That's
lie.
totally a lie. Okay, so I'm just lying. I'm gaslighting myself. Okay. Okay, well, kind of going back to what if I don't know what I want to do in the meantime for work? Like it's because working for an agent is not going to give me the money that I need, and I don't really necessarily want to go be a full-blown agent. I did 20 years ago, but not anymore.
What else would you want to do right now?
I don't know. Sales are fun, but it's also finding something that I actually want to sell. You know, like I'm very alternative medicine. So it's like pharmaceutical sales would be like selling my soul kind of thing. So
Okay.
it's like it's I mean, that's fun, but I mean, I'm also like I'm turning 50 in a few months, so I'm kind of like if I could just chill out. Okay, I see there's a bunch of things, so I don't know what the comments say yet, but thank you. I see my name. I don't if I wouldn't mind just a chill job, and you know, if I made the money that I made, but I was more relaxed and not like on it all the time because it's sales, that would even help more. But I'm okay. Like I was in the financial industry. I talked to a friend, and he could like double or triple my pay, but and I'm qualified for it. But he's like, it is so incredibly stressful. It's killing my marriage, and I'm like, I don't want to do that anymore. So I feel. I just feel like I'm in a spot of no answers.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
You haven't gone to look for any answers.
No, I haven't. Yeah, I have not. Yeah.
Go on ZipRecruiter. I mean, we don't even know what's out there.
Yeah.
Your perfect job, double your pay right now, might be sitting there on ZipRecruiter right now.
Yeah, I could.
You've just decided it's not.
I have. So how do I find the time to go on?
We
I mean,
just talked
well,
about it.
Saturday, Sunday.
Saturday, and then if Uber is slow, you're going to plug it in where you have the extra time. You can still go to bed by, what did you say, 9 o'clock?
That's the only way I get
Yeah.
8 hours. Yeah.
Yeah. You can still be in bed by 8. Now, look, if I took a day off and devoted the whole day to doing my resume, I could get it done in a week. I mean, in
Oh
a day. You don't have that luxury right now. It might take you 3 weeks.
yeah.
It might take you 3 Saturday afternoons to get it done. That's fine.
Okay.
You can give it the time you have. How does all that feel?
It feels good, but my brain keeps looping back to, but. What do I do when I'm like in that whiny, overwhelmed place?
Ask yourself, what is true right now? What is true right now?
Okay.
Because it's a lot of I'm never gonna have, and all of that's a lie.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, I know my brain's in the crapper after taking 2 weeks off of Uber because I'm like, it nothing got any better. Because I was like, all I do is work and I don't have time to myself. And I took some
But
time and
listen,
it didn't change.
you kept your head above water. They did not come take your home. They did not come take your car. You kept your head above water, which is amazing. And you got some rest. And probably along this journey, you're going to have days, weeks where you're like, you know what? This is a keep my head above water week. Evelyn's tired.
It feels like keep my head above water years at this point.
Yeah. Well, I know because you're not giving yourself credit
Yeah.
when you do pay
I'm not.
ahead, when you do pay something down, when all you're looking at is what is left, not what you've
That's, yeah,
accomplished.
that's totally what I'm doing.
So tell me what you've accomplished.
I paid 9 grand towards my dental implants. My production last year was phenomenal. I had a record-breaking January at work. I've learned a tremendous amount on sales in this position that I didn't learn in other insurance jobs. Like, there's just, it's a completely different approach than what I've done before. So I've learned a tremendous amount. I know I've managed to pay and handle my stuff where a lot of people couldn't or wouldn't. I am still, it's not much, but I'm really hell bent on keeping my season tickets to the lacrosse games because it's some kind of social life. So I'm at least taking care of myself in that way.
I want you to see all of that. That's what you need to keep telling yourself. You do have a long way to go. Nobody's gonna, I'm not arguing that.
Okay.
I'm not arguing that. But you came out of a marriage and you are still standing. You have a roof over your head. I saw an animal walking around. You got some kind of animal you love and take care of. You got a car that runs. You were able to keep all of that. Nobody took that from you.
Yeah, I'm not giving myself any credit.
None.
Yeah, because I kind of want to cry, so that's clearly that I'm not doing that.
Yeah. And dental implants. I mean, my daughter, speaking of, my daughter got into dental school last week. She did have a
Oh,
bad
nice.
day, but she did get
That's
into dental
awesome.
school. So,
That's
I
great.
mean, I know how expensive they are. And that is self-care. You could have literally, Evelyn, you could have literally had all of your teeth pulled and gotten dentures.
Yeah.
But you said, I'm a young girl. I'm young. I'm single and ready to mingle, and I'm getting my damn teeth fixed.
Yeah, and there's just reasons I didn't want to do dentures. Like it literally, your jaw ends up disintegrating because there's no pressure on it. Like
Look at
I'm
how much you're taking.
yeah.
You, that was an option for you. And you were like,
Yeah,
you know
it
what?
was.
No, I
Yeah.
deserve better than that. I know I'm biting off a bill, but I'm willing to bite it off.
Yeah, like that
Like, even
would.
how you're telling the story about the nine, I'll gladly pay this money not to have my jaw disintegrate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you see where you're missing the mark?
Yeah, I'm not giving myself credit. And then I'm just having, like, always never language. I'm not telling myself the truth. I'm not asking what's true.
Yeah. I want
Okay.
you to do something for me, Evelyn, because I
Okay,
want
yeah.
you, like we always talk about how do you set yourself up for success? Like, how do you like those triggers? Like, even like nighttime, how are you going to set your nighttime up for success? Like,
Yeah.
you need a trigger because that version of you is like tired and can't and is
Yeah.
totally offline. I want you to always keep a coin with you.
Okay.
I want you to keep a coin in your pocket. I want you to keep a coin in the, the cup holder of your car. I want you to keep coins around. And when
Okay.
you notice you're down in the mouth about everything that's going on, I want you to see that coin and I want you to flip it.
What's the other side?
Tell yourself the other side. That's your trigger.
Okay.
Keep coins around. Just to
Gotcha.
trigger yourself. Okay, I notice I'm spinning like the water in a toilet right now.
Yeah.
I gotta flip it.
Okay. I like that.
Just so you always see a coin around to remind yourself, because you're doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I am. And you're right. I'm totally asking crappy questions. Like at work, I'm unmotivated, and all I say is, I don't want to do this. But if I do this, I can
But
have
here's the thing.
permission
I don't
to.
want to do this. Do you? Is that true?
No. Like,
No,
honestly,
that's not even true.
I really like my job. I just want to be paid
Yes.
for it. But the thing is, if I was more consistent with sales calls, I'd be making more commission anyways. Even though the commission's low, I'd still be making more money in the meantime. So that would help me. Okay.
Yeah. And the other part of it, even if you hate your job, even if you hate your job, it's the worst place you've ever been in your life. And you think to yourself, I don't want to do this. The truth is, you want a paycheck. So
I
you
do.
do want to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not even true.
Okay.
Because you want a paycheck. It might not be your favorite thing to do, but you'll do it for a paycheck. Janet said, when I have a bad day at work, I tell myself, I like to live indoors. True. So true.
Okay.
You even look lighter. Evelyn. You even look like you even look better than when you got on the call.
Because the story I was telling myself, like I was talking to my accountability buddy, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. And which, again, that's a lie.
It's all a big old box of lies you just packing around with you.
So I'm just totally gaslighting myself. Okay.
Yeah. And any for anybody that they the chat does go on the replays page. You can always go back and look at the chat.
Okay.
Because I don't know if you can see what was on while you were up on camera,
No.
but basically you'll get it up. You'll be able to see the comments. But anytime you see I don't know what to do. I never can, or I always do, always examine those because they are just more times than not, it's a big old fat lie.
Lie. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to extremes, and it's not even extremes on the truth. And then, I'm totally dismissing my wins. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll make my life better.
It will,
It
because
will.
you're
It
doing
totally
a
will.
lot of amazing things.
It really will. Yeah.
I mean, you're doing a lot of amazing things. And you're checking off everything you need to get done, not everything you have done.
Yeah, I am. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're gonna figure this out. My money is on you every day of the week.
Thank you.
Because you're mighty.
Yes, I
Got a good name there.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Yeah. And if you live near an Aldi, don't use your Aldi quarter for a coin, because then what would you do? If you lose it, just keep it in a safe place, your Aldi quarter. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Let's see. Zeal says, "Hey MJ, can you give us on tips on how to conquer perfectionism? It's the number one thing that keeps me stuck right now. I would do very well on a weekday, and then once I feel that I've dropped the ball or made one mistake, the whole week goes to ruin and I gain back the weight I lost. It is not about perfection. If you, I don't know, Zeal, are you in your first 30 days? I mean, first 90 days. If you are, you don't have access to this particular course. Earlier in this course, we did talk about, I think it was earlier in this course. Maybe even less than three, like baseline, like optimal day and minimal day. How every day you cannot, where is it? Where'd I write my notes? I have them written somewhere. No, that was physical restriction. That was not it. It was not lesson two. Anyway, maybe it's the one coming up. Anyway, it is like the optimal day plan and the minimum day plan. Like, what are you working on during the day? Like, on the days you're tired, what does it look like? Then inside of the No BS weight loss course, we've even got a lesson on consistency over perfection. And fun fact, that's what's coming. We're doing all of these things in May, June, July. We're going to talk about all of these things, about perfectionism, about optimal plan versus minimal plan, about consistency, about all of those things, because we got to beat it like a drum in here. But we always say we're perfectionist, but we only do that in weight loss. Like if I pull up a number wrong on numbers day, I don't say, well, wasn't perfect. I'm off for the rest of the day. Fuck it. I can't do it. I guess I'm done. No. But somehow in food, when you go off a plan, you're like, well, I guess I can eat all the things now. That's not true. Consistency is what you do over time. Weight loss is never supposed to be perfect, just like life is never supposed to be perfect. We have days where we wake up and we're like Snow White, and then the sun is shining and the birds are chirping and everything. We can go to our optimal plan. That is when we are firing on all engines. And then there are days that things just happen. You go in the kitchen and your lettuce is bad. You can't have that salad you plan. You go to work and then somebody says, hey, let's go out to lunch. And you really want to go. So you just honor the spirit of the plan. Some days you wake up in a bad mood. And you kind of have to pivot. Maybe you're not going to be, Betty Crocker that evening. We have life changes every single day. Our life is not stagnant. Every day is different. So we've got to allow our food choices to be different every single day. It is less than five in the course on the website, but less than four in the guide. Oh, okay. I'm gonna have to look at that. But yeah, less than five. But that is what we've got to start doing. We have got to start letting ourselves have a bad day with food. We have got to let ourselves fall into old patterns, identify them, and change them up. That is what we've got to do. We've got to learn how to do that. And you will over time. All right. Yes, Annette said, thank you for reminding me of that, Annette. The quitting after we're not perfect is the first pattern we need to break. Yes. Yeah. Stephanie. Stephanie.
Hi.
Hello.
I wasn't expecting. I'm out for a walk with my dog, so
Okay, well,
excuse
tell
the
us.
background noise.
I'll
Yeah.
walk and talk with you. What you got
It's
today?
great. Great. Yeah, thanks. So I actually haven't been coached on in Corinne's weight loss group, but I'm a member of her business group.
Okay.
So I'm a coach there. And so a lot of what you've said so far has really tapped into a lot of the things that I'm dealing with right now. So it's been really helpful. So I have a f almost 15-year-old daughter, and this was the first week that she really started commenting about her body and her weight and her size. And to me, she's totally normal, but part of it is her dad, where we've been divorced for 12 years, saying that the clothes she's wearing are not appropriate for school. And then they go shopping and they keep saying she needs a bigger size. So anyway, a lot of what she's going through is kind of bringing up all the stuff that I've had to go through over my almost 50 years of trying to learn how to love my body, but also want to improve my body, which can be a kind of a challenging dichotomy, right? Like, how do you love your body but still try to do things to improve upon it? I don't know. Anyway, I'm doing my best to support her through it. And I guess part of me is worried that, one, I'm gonna fuck it up. Two, I don't know what the best way forward is for her. Obviously, it's her journey, but and then it's just bringing up a lot of stuff for me. And part of it is I'm so tired that my weight has not been a priority. My health and my weight has not been a priority for me. So I know I'm not setting a great example for her lately. Just because I'm so busy. I have a full-time, I'm an ER doctor, so I have a full-time ER job, working crazy hours, nights. I have my business, coaching business. And then I'm taking on a third job to try to get out of the ER if possible. So anyway, I guess it's just bringing up a lot of like, am I gonna fail at helping her? Kind of like, am I not gonna be able to, like, I don't know. I had such a messed up relationship with food in my household growing up that have I overcorrected and like made food just. I try to not put any meaning on food for her and not have it be a treat, not have it be, true special thing, but maybe I went the wrong way. I don't know.
Well, I will tell you, this is how I think about, because a lot now with this body positivity movement, and we want to be body positive, and of course I want to be body positive as well. Like, I
Right.
love that. And then it's like, there's this whole camp that says if you want to lose weight, you must not love your body like it is, or you must not be proud of your body like it is. And I always use this example, and I apologize if everybody's heard it 50 times. I know somebody has not heard it, but when you had your daughter, and there she was, and she was swaddled, and she was little, and she didn't have any teeth, and she was perfect, just like she was.
Yep.
She was like,
The first words out of my mouth were, "She's beautiful."
she's beautiful, she's perfect, and all that stuff. That did not mean you wanted her to stop there.
Right.
You wanted better. You wanted her to learn how to sit up. And then she
Yeah.
learned how to sit up, and she was 100% perfect and beautiful just the way she was. That did not mean you didn't want more for her. You wanted her to learn how to
Right.
crawl.
Yeah.
Now
And I
she's
told her that
15. Now she's 15 and she's
this
absolutely beautiful and perfect just the way she is, but you want more for her.
Yeah.
That
Yeah.
doesn't mean anything's wrong with her now. You want her to finish high
Right.
school. And then you're going to want her to go to college. It's like this never ending, like I'm looking for the next best version of me.
Yeah.
My future version. That doesn't mean I'm broken where I am.
Right.
Does not mean I'm broken. Does that mean anything's wrong with me? I just want better for myself right now.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to improve. I'm trying to whatever it is. And so, I mean, I think that that is like the way that like I think about body po I can love my body the way it is and want different for it. Just like I did with my kids. Just like
Yeah.
my dog. Like I loved him when he
Yeah.
was a puppy, but I sure am glad he's not pissing in the floor anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
you know what I mean? Like that just makes me happy. So it's like, but I did love him like he was. But and then I loved my husband before I trained him. Before I
Yeah.
taught him how to do laundry and things, you know? But now I wanted him to do better.
Right.
So, and he does a little bit better now. But that is like where, like that's sort of where that falls. And then the other thing too is this is always my advice for parents. This is more advice than coaching. You have these amazing thoughts about food now, waiting for hunger, stopping it enough, all of that stuff. We've got to get them, just like we need to get our planner out of our planner and into our lives. If you've got littles, kids that are looking up to you for what their relationship with food needs to be, you've got these amazing thoughts in your head. You've got these struggles in your head. You've got to get them out of your head and say, you know what? I would love a bowl of ice cream. I'm just not hungry right now. Maybe I'll get some later.
Yeah.
This food tastes so good. And I was taught not to waste. I've learned I can't waste food, but you know what? I'm willing to throw it away because I'm just not hungry anymore, even though it tastes good. And not saying anything to her, but just the thoughts that you're having
Yeah.
and show her what that looks like. That's what a normal relationship with food is.
Right.
And we keep it in our head. So, like, say the words out loud. And it is not too late. My daughter was a senior in high school when I found Corinne, and she, but now she does weigh and measure food. But in that year, she was with me before she went off to college. Her relationship with food changed a lot. So it is not too late to change that relationship up with food. And
Yeah.
then for her dad, when he says, I think you need a bigger size, is he right or wrong?
No, he's right, but and again, I'm just getting her side of it. So, I don't know how it was said or what it was said. I think it's just the way she interpreted it. And
Well,
but
she
I think
interpreted
that's the
it
way.
is I'm too big.
Yeah. That I need a bigger size. So, and we kind of talked all about sizes and things like that and feeling good in the clothes you wear and not worrying about the size, but that's hard. You know, I think it's just kind of one of those things where you can tell them that they don't need to worry about it, but that doesn't mean they won't actually worry about it. I guess part maybe what I'm focusing on is like, I just know how much work and effort I had to do to have a better relationship with food. It's not perfect, obviously, but and I just like I don't want her to have to weigh and measure and plan every, you know, meal and be thinking about the next meal. But I don't even know if that's like maybe that's just not her journey. I guess I just have to kind of wait and see.
Right,
But
but you've got to put that out there to her. Like you've got to
yeah.
show her the thoughts that you want her to have. Don't leave them wrapped up in your noggin.
Yeah.
Let
Yeah.
them out. I mean, just like this is a great example. You're a doctor. You know from doctoring, like for girls, in order not to get a UTI, they need to wipe from front to back. You have that knowledge in your head. Do you share that with women?
I do.
Yeah. That's a thought in your head. It is a fact. And you share it because you want them to have that same knowledge because you know it's a great way to take care of your body. Same thing. I'm really, really, I'm not hungry at all, but dang, that cake looks good. You know what? I'm going to pack it up, eat it later when I get hungry.
Yeah.
I would love to have some more, but I've really had enough. I think I'm going to pack this up and take it for lunch tomorrow.
Yeah. We haven't had, she and I haven't had the opportunity, but we've been, because she's been at her dad's house, but we've been texting about sitting down and kind of figuring out how we can just be healthier and move more together. And hopefully.
Well, log her in. If you want her to listen to the No BS Weight Loss course, let her listen to it.
Yeah.
I mean, give her your login. Let her listen to the four basics. Let her listen to like waiting till you're hungry. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I mean, let her hear, let her hear. Like, this is what I'm doing. I'm not saying you have to, but it's made a lot of sense for me. If you want to listen, you can, or if not, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I suppose I could.
No, I mean, no pressure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's the other thing. Like, you love her so much. Are you going to mess it up?
Well, I'll do my best not to.
I'm going to do my best. That's exactly right. And that's all you can do.
Yeah.
You are going to do your best not to do harm.
Yeah.
You're going to do her your best to love her. And then she gets to have her thoughts and feelings too.
Right. Yeah.
Usually when you're so worried about, when you love somebody so much that you're worried about messing them up, you're never going to mess them up.
Well, I just decide I'm going to mess her up anyway. So
I will tell you, you want me to tell you my parenting
mantra?
You'll
probably end up in therapy anyway. Yeah.
I know. I've said two things about my kids. Number one, I want to screw them up half as much as I'm screwed up. Then that'll be a win for me. And number two, I want to raise them up till they're big enough so that they can pay for their own therapy and talk shit about me. Like those are the two, that's my two parenting goals. And I think I've done well. They're all, you know, old now, but I've done well. I have undone a lot of damage that my mom did to me. And that is amazing.
Awesome.
And I have been perfect. And you're not going to be perfect. And
no, I definitely am not going to be perfect. For sure.
No, but you're just going to keep doing the best you can. You're going to keep being consistent. You're going to keep showing up for her.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Appreciate it.
All righty.
Okay.
Bye. It is so hard when you're dealing with kids, you know, like just what's the right thing to say and what's the right thing to do. Let's see. Somebody else said, I made every parenting decision with love. I may not have been perfect. That's right. We can talk about our delicious food and plan for it ahead instead of eating it right away. 100%. I guess doing that around kids also is also a good way to have a good relationship with food. Yeah. Like all you can do is model it for them and then they get to do their own thing. Like I said, my daughter now chooses to weigh and measure every bite of food that she puts in her mouth. And that's her decision. God love her. I'm glad when she comes here, she brings her scale. She brings all of her food. She's on it. She's in it to win it. And she weighs and measures everything. And I love her through it. I just do. That's fine. She gets to make her own decision. I mean, she just gets to make her own decision. Anonymous said, MJ, you really got to me when I listened to your call about losing your mom. Well, thank you. I'm stuck in a grief cycle. I have lost my mom and my uncle in the last 4 years. I'm also at odds with my father. I want to get past this. It's holding me back from really everything. I'm stuck with dealing with my uncle's estate. And just can't get traction to get rid of his things. How do I work this out? Do I need a therapist? It all feels so heavy. You can 100% get a therapist. I would honestly say, go ahead and if you want to, sign up for private coaching. I can get you on Kathy's wait list. Hopefully it won't be too long till she would have a spot. And y'all, you could work through some nervous system stuff with her because that is really what you need right now. Whether you go to therapy or you get Kathy to help you, because if you're offering up going to a therapist, you could probably do private coaching. Email me, or if you go to the private coaching page, on the very top of the page, it says to schedule a call with me for 15. It's a 15-minute, like exploratory call to see if private coaching is right for you, to see what some other options in the membership are. Like for you, maybe we get on there and you're like, I really don't think that's a good option. I can help you kind of come up with a plan about, maybe some resources inside the membership that you can use. We can talk through, I can talk through and see like exactly what's going on. There are places where therapy is more, is what you really need versus coaching. And then there are sometimes where coaching really can help you. So I would love to talk to you. So go get on my calendar for this week. There's time on my calendar this week. And if you can't find a time, just email me at support@pnptribe.com or click the blue question mark on the bottom of any page or just hit reply to any email I've ever sent you. I'd love to talk to you and see if coaching would be a good fit for you and then also help you find some resources that you can use. So that's my answer to that. How do we get on the calendar for the discovery again? If you go under coaching and private coaching, it's the banner. You just click there and it'll take you to the coaching calendar, the call calendar for my discovery call again. That's where it is. Susan says, and nobody else has their hand raised, BT Dubs. If you want coaching, raise your hand. I'm 70 years young and 20 pounds from goal weight. I haven't been at my current weight since my son was born and he's 32. Girl, you done finally lost that baby weight, girl. My brain wants to continue to lose, but my actions like I'm in maintenance. How can I stop sabotaging myself? Is there a course I should focus on? I would take the maintenance course. 100%. That's exactly what I would do. I would take the maintenance course. And then my question, if you don't know if you're wanting to be in maintenance or not, what would I need to, so when you get to that close range, my favorite question that I've always asked clients and I kind of asked myself when I got there myself is, what would I need to change to get the scale to move again? What habit, where's a little bit of overeating? What would I need to level up? What could be going on? Where am I grab ass in just a little bit? Is that something I want to change for the rest of my life? Do I want to give that thing up or change that thing? Do that for the rest of my life? And if the answer is yes, try it on and see what happens. And if the answer is no, then we can work on being happy where you are. Okay. Somebody did have their hand up and then they put it down. So if you want coaching, raise it again. Sophie. I worry about tasks, not doing it right, making mistakes, and lately have noticed I procrastinate. Yes, I was a world-class procrastinator. How do you raise your hand, Vicky? Do you want me to raise your hand for you? I think I can. If you want to be coached, let me know. Let me see if I can. I mean, hell, I'll just promote you, Vicky. Let me see if I can find you, Vicky. Vicky, okay, I found you. I'm gonna promote you to panelist. I'll let you get situated. So I'm worried I'm behind with so many things at the moment. What can I say to myself to make this easier? Here's the thing. This is what I always say to myself. You have got to get it done, no matter what. I gotta get the dishes done, whether I do it now or later. If I don't want to do it now, that future version of me, she sure as hell don't want to do it. The t more tired version of me later, she does not want to do it. Whatever you put off right now, you're putting on your future self's to-do list. If I don't want to do it right now when I'm not tired, I damn sure don't want to do it at 6 o'clock when I'm exhausted. Promise. Promise. And then the other thing too is, what would happen if I didn't get it right? Maybe I do it and I don't do it right because there are going to be times I do it and I don't do it right. What am I going to do then? What would I do? Oh, what would be a good level up for not eating two slices of pizza? My question is, do you know that you're going over enough with two pieces of pizza? That's my question. Do you know that you're going over enough? I'm gonna try to promote you to panelists again, Vicky. Oh, you denied. So, Vicky, you do not want to come up. Vicky, do you not want to come up? So I want to know first. So let me know, Jackie, do you know that you are eating past enough? Because if you are, then, is one piece of pizza enough? Like maybe if you're eating a deep dish pizza, maybe that is enough. I don't know. We got to work on our enough, not necessarily just two pieces of pizza. And that's what I've been noticing. I've just talked to this about this for a minute. Whenever I've been getting emails a lot lately, possibly stuffed crust. Well, that one might be enough. I don't know. Just tell me, like, how does it feel in your body? Because a lot of people lately have been sending me their menu. Here's everything I ate. I just answered an Ask Coaches today. Here's everything I ate. That does not tell me if you ate past enough or not. I don't know. Two pieces of pizza may be too enough, and it may not be. You decline. Vicky, I keep asking and you're declining. So I'm going to say promote to panelists. You have to accept. So I'll try one more time. It just says you declined. I don't know if you've got a Zoom setting or something that is, because as soon as I click on you to promote you to panelists, is saying that you declined. So I'm wondering if you've got like maybe you have to give it permission or something on your end. I'm not sure. Yeah, enough should keep you full for 3 to 4 hours. So just check in with your body and ask yourself, if you think you're at enough. Because just because you send me the menu and you're like, I ate these things, it could look lovely on a piece of paper. But it still might be overeating. I'm more interested when you send us your stuff. I am more interested in waiting for hunger stopped at enough. And if you don't have that data, take a guess. Take a guess. That's what we want to know. That's how we're going to help you clean up some of that stuff. Okay? That's how we're going to be able to help you clean up some of that stuff. Because when you are waiting for hunger and stopping at enough, that is when weight loss will happen. And it's not necessarily the what you eat, but the, and not even really the how much, but what gets my body to enough? That's when I stop. Did I wait till I was hungry? Okay, Vicky. I'm sorry about that. I don't know why. Yeah, it just says you keep declining. I'm sorry. I am trying though. Holly, I'll promote you. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. That's why I think it might be a setting, Vicky, because as soon as I click it, it says decline immediately. Jackie says, I cut the pieces smaller and leave a couple bites behind each time. I don't think I eat enough during the day. But I know I do eat fast. So maybe you just eat slower. And you know what? That would be a really good thing to do, like a monk meal or a fuck it foods worksheet on, Jackie, to see if you are overeating that. That's what I would do. Holly,
Hi.
I have mic envy.
But it's funny because I am envious of yours. Mine's a good conversation starter.
Okay.
Thank you for taking the question. So I was the one that commented how to sign up for a 15-minute discovery session
Yeah.
with you. And I figure, this might support other people also, so why not ask here? I have noticed that. So I joined No BS at the start of this year, and I lost 7 pounds. And then I think I've gained 3 back in the last few weeks.
And I tend to hit a stall point every time I go back to working on my weight loss again. When I have a week where I have the tiniest loss or the tiniest gain. And in the very beginning, if it happens week three, week four, I seem to overcome it and keep going. But I also notice that when it happens, even a wee bit later, week six, week seven, week eight, I can slip into the effort eating. And effort eating necessarily doesn't look like binging, but it could look like ignoring hunger cues, you know, having a lot. Well, yeah, I guess that is the procrastinating, whoever said that, I'm like, oh yeah, oh yeah,
Yeah, I'll
that's
do that for
such a
sure.
good term. So I guess what would, so there's a part of me that's questioning, am I utilizing all the resources that are currently available to me that can help me get over that hump? Because I am easily persuaded by what's happening in my house. And I love the conversation today about when we're tired, when we're stressed. And I feel like I have a good understanding of that. And my mindset was really, so just as context. So my question essentially is, am I utilizing all my resources and how do I get over that first hump? Because it keeps happening. And not previous to be no BS also. And then for backstory quickly, so last year my perimenopause symptoms kicked in really badly, like really badly. Like I was bleeding profusely for like 7 months.
Oh.
Had surgery in January, had fibroids removed, started hormone therapy, and I just now in January of this year, when I joined No BS, was like, okay. And a lot of weight came on with that, some in my control, some not in my control. And I live in the state of Michigan, and summer is in 3 months, and I'm in this mindset of like, I don't even want to put shorts on. And that's never been, my story. So I think it's just really rocked me and made me feel very insecure, which is also not helping with like getting over that initial hump and just getting to the 10-pound, 10%, whatever it may be. So words of wisdom, questions, I'm so open.
Okay. What do you think leads you to the effety when you have a little loss or a little gain?
I think the message that resonates with me the most is anytime I'm listening to Corinne or yourself about not having time for myself. Like, we legit have a chair in our living room that we now call the popsicle chair because at the end of the night, I get a popsicle out of the freezer and sit in the dang chair. And it's after the dishes are done and after the dinner is put away. And it really sometimes is the only moment. And I work from home and I don't have, you know, so I technically have time alone, but that doesn't tran right, but it doesn't translate to like doing what I want to do. And I'm not deprived from doing what I want to do, but I think I just live a life that is mentally very busy, and probably even more so mentally busy going through perimenopause than it was previously. So yeah, like ne neglecting, not taking enough moments during the day to stop and ask, what do I want to do right now? What do I need to do right now? What boundaries do I need to put in play to work through it? Because right now it's the popsicle, and but I don't even want to do that all the time because
What
I
is the
don't want to.
popsicle? What's the popsicle giving you?
When I am in the popsicle chair, it's so funny to talk about this because it's true. So like I live in my headphones. As I'm doing anything mundane, I am listening to podcasts or videos or just keeping my mind busy to do all the things that have to be done for our home, my life to function. And so when I sit in the popsicle chair, it's like I have my headphones and I'm listening to something that's fun and entertaining. So I'm eating the popsicle. So it's like I have both of the things going at once. And then there was, I think, an episode this week I listened to from you all about, you know, the TV being on. I'm not a TV being on eater, but I am because it's just on a different device.
Yeah, it's some kind of input.
Yes, it's like checking out. The
Okay.
popsicle time is checking out, mentally checking out. No one needs me. Everyone knows that if I'm in this chair, do not talk. Like, this is not the minute. Like, I get these 10 minutes to like have my popsicle and be left alone is where what my mind thinks.
Is there any, what would happen if you just sit there and listen without the popsicle? What would that mean about you?
I think I get concerned that if somebody does see me just sitting and watching something, that I'm still going to be asked or needed. So it's kind of like the snack and needing to finish the snack first in my mind must put up a thing that says like not available, like a do not disturb sign.
So how else could you have up a do not disturb sign without a popsicle?
How ask it one more time.
How else could you have up a do not disturb sign without a popsicle?
Think maybe it could look like actually getting a do not disturb sign from my
No, it could, yeah.
store and using this as my chair. Because it used to be,
Well, you got a nice little chair behind you.
yes, and this is my other, so like I work in here all day and I like my chair, and that's my like lady recliner, and I'm very happy with it. And sometimes I will come back in here at the end of the day, and it is nice to like sit there and check out. I think I'm really working on ways to say like I'm an introvert by nature, outgoing, but I'm an introvert, and my family is not, so I'm kind of like an alien, where like if I don't know how many signs or barriers need to be put up, and then I think I worry about what does it say about me? Like, am I being mean? Am I being selfish? Am I not even selfish? Just like, is it coming off rude because I have this time and should I be doing
But
something?
the popsicle is like your cape that says, I'm not rude.
Yeah, it's one of them. One of them. Because it used to be, like, I listen to the Bible every morning too. And that's the first thing I do. And because when I lived on my own years ago, I would have the same habit. I'd like do the dishes and do my household chores, and I'd be live my word in the morning. This is my life. And now it's like the headphones no longer signal to anybody because I have them on all the time. Give her space, give her a moment. So I don't know. I'm really. I think I just require more mental checkout time
Yeah.
than people around me. And it's nobody's fault. I just could use some help on, like,
Well, you tell me, how are you going to
yeah.
get that?
I mean, you can only get what you ask for.
Okay. I know
I know that.
it's funny.
Like,
Corinne says a lot of our issues would be solved with a conversation.
yeah. Yeah. And I would add to that a conversation and understanding, even when it's not relatable, because they may do things that I don't fully understand. And I do things that they may not fully understand because they need certain things and I need certain things. And I think we're, still figuring all that out as a family. Yeah, I don't, I think I'm just concerned that it's going to be perceived as like, I want to be left alone. I don't want to spend time with my family. I don't care about my
How
family. I'm.
else could it be perceived though? We got to flip the coin. What else might they think? How is this the best thing for them?
The best thing for them, because when I am overstimulated, I am the worst version of myself. I'm more likely to lose my cool. I'm more likely to not take care of myself. Losing my cool and not taking care of myself, that imparts on them. Not just long term, but like in the interim. Because I'm annoyed because I feel like I'm not making myself matter.
So, giving yourself that time is a gift to them and to you.
Yes.
They don't even know it,
No.
but that's you taking care of them.
Yes. So the key now is describing that in a way that it'll be understood by.
Well, what if you say you might not understand this, but
Yes. Yes.
like, why does it have to be understood? It's just this is the way that it is. I'm noticing since I've had the surgery, I've gone through Mary Penn. Perimenopause, like I literally need just a little bit more. Like my brain is all over the place. And in order to be a better, you're not, and who are we talking about? We talking about men that are not in menopause.
No.
They are
And
not gonna understand. It's like they're not gonna, they can't.
And I have tried as I might, my daughter's about to be 13, and then there's my husband, and then there's me. So we got one losing hormones, one gaining hormones, and
I
one that's cruising easy. Like it's a funny farm, and we all want and need different things.
just say that. It doesn't mean I don't love you. Again, just like we were talking about before, about, say the thoughts about your weight loss out loud. Like, I'm really not hungry right now. Like, tell them what you want them to think. I know you're not going to understand this because you're aren't in menopause. Look, mama needs some rest. Doesn't mean I don't love you. Doesn't mean I don't want to take care of you. But it means when I am with you, I want to be the best version of me.
And I do, and I really do. And I notice that like my fuse is a lot shorter than it used to be. And I have a pretty long fuse to begin with. So that doesn't make me feel all that great, either.
Yeah, even say that. My fuse is a little bit shorter. And I do not want it to run out.
Because I know what happens when I do, and it's not good for anybody.
And then I used to love to do this to myself. And I want you to just put yourself in this shoe. So this is what you're doing. And I want you to really think about what that popsicle says in the popsicle chair. And next time you get the popsicle, I want you to imagine saying this out loud to your daughter and your husband. You know, I could lose weight if you would just leave me alone. But because I don't trust you to leave me alone, I'm going to sit here and eat, and it's all your fault.
Yeah, that hits a chord.
You wouldn't say that.
Nope. And on a subconscious level, I know someone's laughing at it, but it's on a subconscious level, like that's absolutely, because I also noticed that procrastinating is not all the time for me at this stage, which I'm grateful for. But when it is, it's usually when everyone's left the house. And it's like, oh, finally, I can just. Even before my workday starts or on my lunch hour when I'm at home, it's like I can finally just like maybe put something on TV that I want to watch for 30 minutes, like it's just, but I can do all those things when they are here. I just don't ever say anything about it. Thank you.
I will tell you what coaching would do, especially when you're learning to take care of yourself. I had to pick up a few clients when some of our coaches left. So I'm just got a couple left. And one lady's just like you, and she is not taking care of herself. And like she's go, 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 and she does for everybody. And her job is stressful and she's got all this other stuff. And the very first thing I ask her every week when we get on our call is, how are you taking care of you? And it's like she's so used to not. Just even that when we get on, that's really what we talk about. How are you taking care of you? And we come up with a plan for like, we look at her week and we come up with ways that she can take care of herself because that is literally where she struggles.
I've really had a it's been a big adjustment in my life too. We just had I lost my mom 2 years ago also, and I also got married in the same year and moved in the same year and became a mom in the same year, and it's just all the things and I don't want to keep using all of that as like a crutch. Like I feel hormonally stable enough to like move forward and have progress and do what I want to do. But 5 years ago, it was only about me because I had nobody. Now I have the people I want, and I'm still not like.
I think you would really benefit from coaching. And I even think like you could benefit from coaching with Kathy. You could also benefit coaching with Lisa for body image and all that sort of stuff. Like I think that would be a really good fit for you as well. I think it really would be.
Thank you.
I think it really would be. Get you some good traction before the summer comes, and really learning, Corinne was talking about this. We were at her house. I don't even know. Probably it's been close to a year ago or something. We were having meetings and stuff, and she was talking about these huge identity shifts that we all go through. And you get good at one identity, and then it feels like this next identity comes. Especially if you've got I had kids, so I'd like my identity of having three kids at home went to an identity of having two kids at home, to one kid at home, to no kids at home, and then I was an identity of a mother-in-law, and then a child moved far away, and then all these, and then an identity of menopause, and all these are huge identity shifts, and you have to redefine at every identity. Who are you? What does life look like right now? Because you have it figured out for this one stage. And I would even encourage a lot of y'all, if you are saying, I don't know why I was doing so good, I can't get my crap together. Look, I bet you've shifted identities. I bet you're in a totally different identity. You're now an identity of wife, identity of teenage mom, which is, I mean, that's even a different identity, and also menopause. And so, a lot of times, it's really good to start coaching, when you've shifted an identity, because it helps you quickly realize, okay, this is what this stage of my life looks like. This is how I'm going to show up in this stage of my life. This is who I want to become when I'm going through this. So, I mean, I think that that is another really good. And then, like you said, you're turning to the chair with a popsicle. That's why we're overeating. It's not always about the food, but a lot of times I do feel like we make these huge identity shifts and we don't address what that even looks like. We got coping skills for living alone. We got coping skills for all these other things. But then when you move in a man and a child, you're like, ah, I don't want a teenager all of a sudden. It's like all of that just goes out the window.
Thank you. That was really helpful, and I'll look at Kathy and Lisa and coaching for sure. Awesome. Thanks, MJ. I
You're
appreciate you.
so welcome. You're
All
so
right, guys.
welcome. All right. Bye. Yeah. And if y'all ever do want to hop on a call with me, we'll talk about it. Yeah, you can try the relationships course. I'm going to tell you, I have used the relationships course for that identity shift. Because I did it when my daughter got married. I went back through it with her as a married person instead of a single person, instead of my baby. And I still struggle. I still struggle. It's so hard. That boy, he ain't been around but a couple of years, and now he thinks he's the boss of her. And I don't like that at all, because everybody knows I'm the boss of her, and I don't like that. I don't know who the hell he is. That one, we took her for surgery. She had carpal tunnel surgery, and they said, "Who is the responsible party?" Now, they had not been married 6 months, maybe a year. And he was like, "Me." I was like, "The hell you say?" And he went up there, he signed the paper for my baby. Oh, y'all, you want to talk about? I was like, "You just rode in on your white horse, little boy. I don't know who you think you are." It was hard. That was a hard shift for me, because that's my baby that had bipolar and anxiety and all that kind of stuff. So I was totally responsible for her. And I'm like, "Who are you, little boy?" I beat his ass up. Well, I don't know if I could beat him up, but I'm like, yeah, I was ready to fight. Yeah, it is all new stuff. It's so crazy. I mean, and all of those identity shifts, when you take on a new identity, like mother-in-law or grandmother or retired person or wife or menopausal person or whatever, sometimes you do need to work through those things. That actually wasn't a hard one for it. What do you know what it well, you know what, I'm glad she's with him, but then there are little moments that I'm like, this is my job, get out of my way. I'm her mama. I know my daughter is going to Mayo for health issues, and I'm not invited. I know. I know I did not go sign the form. I did not go sign the form. But yeah, it was it's just all of those different times in your life sometimes you do need to get coaching for those times. Or if you're not in, if you're not in a position to do coaching, or you don't want to do coaching, take all of it to Ask Coaches. I mean, y'all got coaches, whether you sign up for private coaching or not. Yeah. So, all right. I know it is very difficult to let them go. Let it go. Like Elsa in Frozen. I don't want to let it go. Now, my oldest lives in California and they've been looking at diamonds. And I think they're going to get married to this boy. She's going to marry this boy. And she already lives in California. So I don't do nothing for her anyway. So I think he'll be easier. My husband did not like giving our daughter away. He refused to call it that. I love it. All right. I'm going to go ahead and get off here. Let me know if you need anything. I just know the START program is closed. It is sold out. It's sold out. So, yeah. Yeah. All right, y'all. Have a good rest of your son. Thank y'all for letting me hang out with y'all today. I took Corinne's spot, filled her seat. It's hard to fill her seat, but I'm glad y'all let me try. And I just love y'all. I just love y'all. I'll talk to you later. Bye, everybody.